we're back with another edition of the Whole Lung Care Talk Show. With me is Kevin. Kevin, you there?
Hi. Yep, I'm here.
Alright, okay, first and foremost, probably we just, I'd like to apologize as I was away in Jakarta for about 10 days. And I'm currently back here right now, so yeah. So probably the first thing of order of business, but I think we should give Elman a call.
Okay, cool.
Okay, let me just get this number first.
Asking whether
it's
yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Elman.
Yes.
Hi. How are you? Are you sleeping? Is it?
Elman, is it?
Alex here. Huh? Alex here.
Alex. Hi.
Sleeping.
Are
you sleeping? Is it?
No. Still in the office.
Oh, still in the office,
Yeah.
Wow. Yo, Kevin.
Hi, Eman.
Hi.
Is it convenient to talk, or we can talk at other time? It's fine.
About other time.
Sorry. Sure, no problem. Okay. Yeah. We just call you at the bad time. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay.
It's alright.
You take care, man.
Carry on with your work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, bye.
Bye.
Okay, apparently he's very busy actually.
What are you gonna do? Yeah. Caught some at the bad time.
Oh well. It's all good. Anyway, yeah.
Is anyone we can still call?
Anybody?
Anyone
on the list? Who you gonna call? You gonna call Ketam? No, no, no. Ketam, I think he's sleeping already by now.
9:40? Okay.
Yeah, try. Call him, ah.
We can try, yeah.
Okay, but you talk to him, ah.
Why? You don't have anything to talk to him?
No, you talk to him. You intro dulu.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, calling. You can hear the ringtone, is it?
It's a bit late.
Dialed is not available at the moment. Huh? You may send a bubble talk by dialing...
Baga.
What was that?
Yeah, I've heard the lady.
Okay. Let's try that again one more time. See if he's, you know.
I think he switched off his phone. He is sleeping.
Oh, okay. Okay. Alright. Oh wait, today's Monday. It could be in Qigong.
Oh yeah, okay.
Okay, anyone else?
What about Rue?
Rue?
Yeah.
Rue. Okay, we'll call Rue again.
We have nothing better to do.
Yeah, I know. Everybody seems so busy. Okay, calling the lawyer just to say hi again.
Yeah.
Wonder if she's sleeping already or not. It's kind of late now, you know.
9:40. 9:42.
Okay, so you just say hi and you start the conversation rolling. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hello,
can I speak to
Ru?
Hello?
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 Yo, Ru.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Hello?
Hi, Ru.
Hello?
Hello? You don't hello there.
Hello?
Ru, can you
hang up and call her again?
Okay, we're gonna call you again, Ru.
Hello?
Okay, we're gonna call you one more time. Okay, one more time.
Oh my god.
Apparently we have, you know.
Yeah, not a lucky night.
Yeah, tonight is not a lucky night. I think everybody is Monday having Monday blues.
Hello?
Good evening.
Hello? Hey, Alex. What's wrong with your line?
Nothing.
We're using Skype to call you. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yes, you know, busy, yeah?
I'm in the middle of work at the moment, actually.
Shoot, why is everybody working at late night?
I've got a couple of files to rush this week, so that's why I've got no choice. So I brought work home.
Okay.
Wait, Alex, you're back in town already?
Yes, I'm back in town.
Oh, right. Okay, I thought you were still in Jakarta.
I was back on Saturday, actually.
Okay.
We're actually
going
to talk about Jakarta, actually. So, calling for another person to talk about it.
Yes.
But,
so, okay, tell me briefly about how Jakarta was.
Okay, yeah, you know, traffic jam. So, apart from the traffic jam, everything was good. The food is great.
Yeah, of course, it's Jakarta. Come on, man. Like, Indonesian cuisine, right?
Yeah, but we didn't have much of the, you know, other good stuff because, you know, both Deluxe and I was actually sick. So,
sick?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're having sore throat and yeah, no food.
So mostly home cooking lah?
Not really also lah, just mostly fast food lah, type.
Wow.
Nasi campur.
I thought I saw Deluxe's father driving around actually, so he came back with you guys or he came back earlier?
He actually came back earlier, a few days before we came back.
Right.
Yes.
Who did you see driving around?
Deluxe's dad.
Oh, okay, uncle. All right.
Yeah, uncle. What's up, Kev?
Hi, I'm fine.
So, what's the results of the election? I know you're not working. You're definitely not working at this hour.
There's nothing to vote. I haven't heard. I think there's no result yet. So we don't have any prime minister. So we can do anything we want.
So it's
no one
chaos.
Is running the country.
time to loot the shops or something.
Someone is running country right now, so we can do anything we want.
Actually, who are you hoping will win, the lady or the guy? Because they both look
doesn't matter actually, but I don't really like the Labour Party,
right?
Yeah, so I'm rooting for the Liberal, but I don't really like the guy either, Sunny Abbott.
Yeah, he looks a bit insane, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he wears like speedos and
yeah.
Just that Iron Man thing, you know?
Oh yeah.
Just the iron something, the race, and then you go swimming and then you go for cycling and then you go for running. And then he's wearing
But he looks very fit, like, that's what they say, that he's some kind of fitness freak or something like that.
Right, a lot of people are very happy with Julia because she is you know, Australians very what do you call it? We don't say it's religious, but she doesn't believe in God, so that put a little, you know, everybody off actually.
Yeah, but overall, I don't know. That's surprising. I didn't think that Australia on a whole, you know, as a whole, was that holy moly and placed such importance on that.
Yeah,
maybe the country people will.
Yeah, so we're hoping that Liberal will win.
Yeah.
But at the moment, so no one is running the country, so we can, come here legally.
Chaos.
Yeah.
When is the result coming out, actually?
I have no idea.
I thought they were voting, actually. No? I mean, they were counting the result?
It was last Saturday.
Oh, okay.
That was voting, but they haven't come up with any results yet.
Yeah, the good thing about Australia is that it's compulsory for all their citizens to vote. I think that's quite a cool, cool thing actually. Make it compulsory.
They will fine you if you don't go for vote.
Yeah, even if you're overseas, you still have to vote.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah,
you can vote mailing.
Yeah, I think you go to the embassy or something like that, right, Kev?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
And it's silly though, but they open their voting for a certain period of time and you know, sometimes people queue for it, and then when the time is up, they just close it, and then they find the people that
because they tak sempat masuk to vote, is it?
Yes, and then they don't care about that, they say you should have come earlier, but
but not bad, you know. At the voting stations, they feed you food and stuff. Like, they have those sausage sizzlers and things like that.
Really? I didn't know about that.
Oh, man, you should have gone.
You should have gone. I was going to say, you should just have gone and pretended to be a voter and just eat all the free food.
I think that's the only way of getting people there.
I'll do that in my election.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we were supposed to talk about Jakarta, actually, but yeah.
Yes, that's right. So, what about Jakarta?
Yeah, it's like that, lah. Traffic, okay. Food, and yeah, delays
anything
in the airport.
Did you get into some uncle or something?
What?
Did you get into fight or something?
Unfortunately, I didn't. So yeah, it's basically just going around the mall area only. So we didn't do any much of those major traveling because everywhere is jam. Ru, if you think the last time you were there, it was bad. When you go back there now, it's even worse.
Oh my goodness, I don't even want to imagine.
Yes. From the place where you guys stayed, okay, example.
Which is in Mangadua, yeah.
Let's say to our place where we had a wedding one.
Kepala Gading, yeah.
Yeah, so basically it took us about 2.5 hours just to reach that. Yeah. Yeah, so basically it's like that lah.
Basically, if you walk, you will reach the destination.
Yeah,
yeah, you're
so.
Not marked along the way.
But yeah, because it's at night, so it's dark and it's scary, and yeah, so you get the real lah.
Well, what's new in Jakarta? What's it now?
Nothing.
What are the things you must have?
Must have what?
Yeah. What is it? Hit thing now in Jakarta.
Yeah, what's the in thing lah in Jakarta now?
In thing ah. Oh, everybody's having a BlackBerry.
Ugh.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh,
wait,
No, seriously. You check this out. Okay, I was having this we're having breakfast or dinner at that time. Lunch. I think it was lunch, okay? Okay, this couple. This couple was sitting across each other, both of them holding BlackBerry, and apparently they're talking to each other using their BlackBerry.
Oh no, that happens in Malaysia too anyway, with or without the BlackBerry.
I don't know, they're talking with them. Yeah, I don't know. I mean it's weird.
BlackBerry is cheaper there than iPhone or what?
I don't know. I think they promote it more. I think they're it's like out of 10 people you see 8.5 of them carrying BlackBerry phones.
So Kev, you haven't bought your iPhone yet, huh?
I have.
What, the new one?
No, I'm using the old one, the 3GS. I bought it before.
but the new one has come out.
Yeah, it's not as good as iPhone 4 they have.
Yeah, but admit, you find it attractive anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because of the camera and everything.
But
okay.
Yeah. Speaking of which, in Singapore, they're saying like 480 Sing. Contract 2 years with only 39 Sing only a month.
Wow, that's cheap.
Yeah. And they're selling like 888 if you go to Apple Store. 888 Sing, but they're out of stock lah. So yeah, if you place an order now, it takes about 3 to 4 weeks to arrive.
Oh, they're still quite fast though.
Yeah. Maybe you should get one, Ru. 888.
Excuse me, you times. What, the Sing dollar is almost 2.5 times
it's
bigger than the ringgit.
2.37 the other time I changed actually. It's about 2001, so not too bad.
Yeah, for a phone that's insane.
I think it's good.
Not too bad.
Oh, I went
it's
and
insane.
Did a
you can get a Nokia for like what, $500? Crazy.
Nokia, what Nokia le?
Nokia anymore,
see?
Yeah.
iPhone
you're
using either 4 or 3GS.
What is
that? What kind of Nokia
you're
using? That's lame.
Yeah, but you see, you just buy a normal phone, all you have to do is just pay your monthly charges. With a phone like the BlackBerry or the iPhone, you have to subscribe to what? The data plan, blah 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 blah. So from a regular like $50 bill a month, suddenly you're paying like $100 a month or something like that. Adds up. It adds up, man.
No need data plan lah. Do like me, cheapskate like that. Go look for place got Wi-Fi lah, like that lo.
Then that kind of defeats the purpose. I mean, if you have a BlackBerry, for example, you definitely need to subscribe to the BlackBerry services. Right?
Oh yeah, Digi is only 2 ringgit a day. Cellcom is one ringgit for you know.
Two ringgit is a bowl of Kolo Mee.
Yeah, true also. I can go Cellcom lah. Just basically for IM and all that. It's only 1 ringgit a day.
BlackBerry for IM.
Yeah, IM, email, yeah, stuff
you
like that.
You guys still get you forgot me?
I think some places you can still find.
Oh, okay.
220 lah, Family Cafe. Yeah, seriously.
We're not bad at 220.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, I think you should be, you know, we don't want to
take up your time.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's good to hear from you guys anyway. Why today? It's only Monday.
Yeah, my ratings drop.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're bored as well. It's a Monday night.
Right, okay. That the typical guy.
We're recording this actually, but I don't know whether should we put it up or, you know.
I'm not surprised that you're recording it. I expected as much.
Yeah, we'll decide later.
Have you had any other regular gotcha calls? Like somebody like Gentong maybe? Hello, Gentong, what are you doing right now?
Done that one time.
Why is it that you never call Ketam? This is actually quite unfair.
We did.
Actually, before we tried to call you, some lady was saying, what was she saying?
I don't know. A lady picked up the phone, asked us to use, you know, I don't know. He's not available.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's busy with some lady or something. Anyway, you'll be able to listen it later.
All right. Okay.
And he's we caught him at the bad time. He was still in the office working.
Yeah. Like you also.
Yeah, he works quite late. Yeah, he works quite late in the office. At least I'm working at home, but he's like in the office.
Okay. Are you rushing for tomorrow or something like that?
I'm rushing for a deadline. Yeah, hopefully tomorrow or Wednesday.
Macam buat assignment lah ni.
No lah, yeah. Client chasing what to do. So don't be a lawyer unless you can handle pressure. That's the advice to all you kids out there.
Oh yeah, I want to ask you
Hey.
Go ahead, Alex.
Oh, sorry. I mean, you know, when you ask your clients to settle out outside court, you get paid or not?
Of course.
But it's outside
you
court.
You still get paid, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a useful piece of advice.
Okay?
You settle this.
Okay, that's
10 ringgit for that.
Is it cheaper or more expensive?
I think it depends. It depends. I can't give a definite answer to that one. It really depends on the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it would be cheaper than, you know, than as compared to if you had gone all out for a full trial or something along those lines.
Hey, what? You ever got clients that never paid you or not?
Oh yeah, I have a few.
And you're suing them again?
Not my decision whether to sue them or not, but it's the firm's decision. But yeah, I do have a few who are still owing me some. Yeah.
Yeah, you should handle that outside the court.
I could if they would only pick up my calls and not be avoiding me.
So you have better ways to save money.
I wish. I don't know. I don't like this Tai Long aspect of my job, really. My job is not to call you and chase for money. Surely your conscience should be eating away at your heart and telling you, you haven't paid me yet. You haven't paid me yet.
You have an accountant, right? Accountant in your office. They should be doing those.
Yeah. I think I'll send her a couple of reminders. Yeah.
Just don't tell her to, you know, settle it outside court.
I don't think she has the resources to do it that way.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Ru. We'll be talking to you again.
I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Our next topic probably will say why men think different than women.
Maybe. All right then.
Okay. Night.
Okay. Good night, guys.
Bye. Okay, that was Rue. At least somebody was willing to talk to us.
Yeah, that was nice of her.
All right. Jakarta. Oh yeah, I got my toe done actually.
Your what?
I went and operated my toe. It's not exactly operate, it's a pedicure thing.
You went to get a pedicure?
Yes, I went to get a pedicure.
I would rather you say you get your toe done, you operate your toe, then you got a pedicure.
Well, operation will cost more, so I used the cheap way, so I went for a pedicure instead lah.
What did they do?
Because you know after the KK trip, right? My toenail actually went, you know,
never been the same again.
Yes, it has never been the same, seriously. So
okay,
it actually grew in.
You mean your nail?
Yes.
Alright.
So you know all the pores and blood are always coming out. It's never healed lah.
Okay.
So
I think you have to dig it out.
Ah, no? Yeah.
Because the nail will grow in and then it will dig into your flesh or something like that, or your skin.
Yeah, it actually happened like that. So yeah, it was in a bad shape already lah. So yeah, anyway, so they actually, like, you know, use the hook, actually, you know, they dig inside the nail, my toe.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's like, you know, blood are actually oozing out, and yeah, the other ladies inside the same room with me is like, you know, I'm the hot topic. And they was wondering, some asking whether it hurts or not, and I was like, okay.
It doesn't hurt. It didn't hurt.
It hurts, man.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's not cool. Yeah, so
they're willing to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, with blood and everything.
Yeah, so yeah, what they did was, like, they actually soaked my feet in warm water and they put some, you know, sterilizer pills. So anyway, I still feel the pain. It's like, you know, operation without any having any, like, those.
Yeah, it's a cheap way of operating.
Yeah, so yeah.
But you could have done it for yourself.
I actually did it myself, but the problem is I accidentally salah cut. So yeah, so it, instead of cutting one way, so my toenail actually cut through my toe. So it split into two.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
So it's
all fixed now.
Yeah.
Alright.
So it's not a good thing lah.
Okay. You did that in Indonesia.
Yes, Indonesia, and it cost me like about 40 ringgit here.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. But
do you take pictures, or maybe you record everything now?
No. I couldn't.
You should have documented.
Yeah, probably I would have thrown the phone at the lady for, you know, torturing me like that.
You should have asked other people to document it.
Yeah, I should have, huh?
You know, with narrator and everything.
I actually had two sessions. The first session took about 1.5 hours, and the second session is about 1 hour.
Separate time?
Second time, yes. 2 days after that, actually.
Oh, they asked you to come back?
Yes, they asked you just to see, you know, just to follow up.
Was it smelly or something?
Huh?
Was it smelly? Because obviously, it's infected, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, I'm not sure how they can stand up, but I think that's the reason why they asked me to soak my feet first there.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Yeah, I think apart from that was most interesting, but yeah, at least my toe is getting better now, so which is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, cool.
Okay, so basically, that's pretty much about it. So, yeah. Time now is 10 o'clock. Any more other people, you know, we can, you know.
I don't know. What do you have in that list?
I have Sim.
Is Twilly still up?
I'm not sure. She's not online.
Sim. I have. What do I say to him?
I don't know. I think mostly everyone is sleeping now. Yeah, it's already 10 o'clock. Okay, so yeah, that's pretty much about it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Anything else you want to add or not, Kevin?
I don't think so. I mean, besides, I think that was enough. the toenail story.
Yeah, so yeah, basically that was my trip in Jakarta, and yeah, I'll probably post up pictures soon.
Oh, you have pictures?
Not my toe one, but other things in Jakarta.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, so yeah. So, you guys have a good night. Thank you for listening in again. So, yeah, see you guys soon. Good night.
All right, good night.